Good morning, good morning, good morning, my beautiful kings and queens. Good morning. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I know it's a lot of people tuned in across the world. It's morning time in some areas, it's afternoon in some, and it's nighttime in some. But I'm just here to embrace each and every one of you that's tuned in to this incredible podcast. Pay attention real closely. You are in a season. Pay attention. You are in a season where good things about to happen and a lot of tragic things will happen. But pay attention. Those tragic moments that are going to happen, make sure you embrace them, because God is preparing you for something that you cannot see. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to give you a good example. And most of the people that are my loyal followers, I've told this story before, and I just want to share it again. In July, a few months back, I had two newborns, Nevaeh and Naomi. They were 6 months, And my wife had, her water had broke a little earlier. Come on, like 6 months, that's not even close to the victory lap. And we lost our kid. We lost the girls. And one night, her water had broke. And when I tell you, as a man, I could not see or embrace what's going on because it happened so fast. All I wanted to do was to make sure that she was okay. Make sure that my three-year-old was okay. He's crying, she's crying, and I'm trying to figure this thing out. So we all get dressed, we get in the van. And this is when I was in Okinawa, Japan, on the Air Force Base. So, you know, you had like a gate there before you can enter out of the gate to go into the actual city. She conceived our first child, which was Nevaeh, right in the front seat of the van. Could you imagine? A three-year-old in the back, your wife crying, you're driving and you're trying to figure this thing out. You're trying to figure out why, what's going on. You're thinking that everything is going to be okay, even if it's early, it's going to be all right. So she has the baby, Nevaeh. Nevaeh comes out, the ambulance comes. We rush to the hospital. Me and my son is behind the ambulance driving fast. You know, I'm worried. You know, I'm the type where I don't cry yet. I just worry. So I'm worrying and worrying and worrying. I had a good friend come to the hospital. Good friend comes to the hospital, watches Josiah for me. I'm pacing. I'm trying to figure this thing out here. I'm pacing like, Lord, please tell me everything is going to be all right. I walked into the room. I promise you, it was about 15 nurses, I felt like. And I'm looking around. Everybody's quiet. And immediately, I looked on the table. My first daughter died. She came out. She died. I looked at my second daughter. She was still breathing, but she was little. She was small. I immediately embraced my wife. Hey, I'm here. I got us. Don't worry about it. Everything is going to be all right. As the man, as the king, as the person that's supposed to be the king of your castle, has to tell the woman that it's going to be all right, even if you don't know it. Because one thing about a woman wants you to embrace the fact and know that they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay. So days goes on. They're like, okay, your daughter is a fighter. Naomi is a fighter. We've never seen this before. She's a fighter. The very next day, Naomi passes away. She passes away, and the only reason why she passed away because she was bleeding in her back. Just one more week of developing some skin, she would have been alive. So I start questioning God. I start asking him, why would you give us such two blessings to take away? And he was just talking to me in a different way. I was talking to him in a different way, like if I was talking to my father. Lord, why? Why did you do this to me? What did I deserve for this? What did she deserve for this? Why? Why would you take us through this? He says, son, I take things away to give you something much more and much more bigger than what you can see. He said, I take blessings away from you to give you something more, much more than what you can see. My heart fumbled. I promise you, it felt like it was breakdancing. I didn't understand still. But then I said, you know what, Lord? Let your will be done. I know you got something planned for me. I know you got something planned for my wife. I know you got something that you need us to see to get us on the right track, because we in a season of something tragic, but I know on the other side, it's going to be something more greater. So a long story short, we get the humanitarian leave. My wife always wanted to be back in the States and be around family. I wanted to be around family. What you think happened? We got granted that very next month to Hampton, Virginia. Get to Hampton, Virginia. Things start lining up. She's in a better workplace now. You know, family, of course, is bitter or sweet. You know, some of the family, y'all know how that go. It could be bitter or sweet. But the moral of the story was, we went through something tragic to see something good. But we still embraced the tragic moment because that was our kids. We still hold on to that. We still hold on to the tragic moments because the tragic moments made us who we are today. And I'm here to tell somebody that's tuning into this podcast today, your good days are your good days, but your bad days are still your good days, because something great is going to happen, but you got to believe and still have faith. You got to understand that how God works and how the universe works, because if you don't understand that, you're going to fall victim, and you can't be victim. You got to be great. You got to be greater. You got to understand how life works. So when life comes and smacks you across the face, you can get back up and look yourself in the mirror, and you're going to tell that tragic moment that, yes, you had me down, but my good moments are here. So I hope everybody was inspired. I hope everybody embraced it, this empowering message. And I want y'all to be greater. Don't be great, be greater. You already know. It's your boy, Speak Positive, Dream Big. Stack books and stand on it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.